What is up, team? So we're going to have a little discussion. It's a bit of a break of flow, but it's something that's super relevant that's come up quite frequently in the last week or so with multiple businesses that I've been working with in different sectors. And it is the value of strategy and the value of skill. And again, everything that I say on my podcast is just my opinion. I believe that you are better off having an amazing skill with a poor strategy than having an amazing strategy and poor skill. Because, well, there's a few obvious reasons. If you're amazingly skilled at something, you can be plugged into a system that is created better or more structured or optimized. It's easier to have the skill and plug yourself into something that makes more sense than to improve a skill that can take a long time to either perfect, improve, and there is an element of ability too. So you can say that this is to do with a selling system. You could say this is to do with a lead generation system. If we're going to be speaking specifically about LinkedIn, I'm going to give you some examples. So the two main skills that you need really when you're looking to scale on LinkedIn or grow or hit seven figures on LinkedIn is the skill of closing slash, let's say, we're going to say closing, selling, articulating the value of your program on a call, essentially with the outcome of closing a prospect. The other skill that is probably the only other skill that you really need to worry about to get started is the skill ability to book calls and have intriguing conversations that can pull people into a deep, meaningful conversation that will eventually lead to a call getting booked. Quite simply speaking, book calls, close calls. Now, I could give you guys the best strategy, but if your skill is poor, you're done. It just like the, and a lot of that stuff you can't teach. If I could teach someone how to book a call, how to book calls in an hour, they'd be a multimillionaire. But it's not that easy. Like, first of all, you know, you don't just Michael Schumacher puts you around in the passenger seat of the car, and he shows you the route that you should go when you're going to get in the F1 car, and then to put you in the car and assume that you're going to, first of all, stay on the track is improbable. Let alone, you'll probably kid yourself. Let alone do an amazing world class lap. It just doesn't happen. It would be like Usain Bolt saying, hey, I'm going to show you the strategy that I use when I run the 100 meters, and you give it a go and see how you get on. That's it, because there's a level of ability, there's a level of skill, there's a level of, there's so many things that need to go right for you to be in a good flow, in flow state. And so just having a simple strategy is not often the answer. Now, when people get started with us, especially if they're working, you know, let's say the LinkedIn Accelerator 2.0, we help them navigate a strategy, of course. But the skill needs to be improved and perfected, and that's obviously something that we work quite closely with the people in the program. But it's something that requires reps and time and patience and perseverance and frameworks and learning and, you know, sweat and all of that stuff. So to think that you're going to be able to just book calls and close calls by just being given a simple framework is just not realistic. I don't know what your closing percentage was up until this point, no matter who you are, but it is highly likely that you weren't selling executive men 5K for 12 weeks, 7.5K for 6 months, or 10K for a year long fitness, say fitness and health program. It is slim that you're doing that. And if you are, then I'll hire you. But in all seriousness, if you are, then, well, 99% of people are not. So let's just focus on that. So if that's the case, then the calls that you're taking, you're pitching a lower price point. And the reason you're pitching a lower price point is because, well, if you knew that you could double your prices tomorrow and every single person that will say yes at the current price point will say yes when you double it, you'll double it. So the reason you're not doubling or increasing your price is because your confidence in the take rate on the call. That's simply it. It's your confidence in the take rate. And the confidence that you have in your ability to close someone at a certain price boils down to a few things. It boils down to your skill level, your perceived, your own perceived skill level, the quality of the lead, the quality of the pitch, the quality of the offer, the quality of the system. All of those things play into your decision making. And the goal is to optimize all of the things that you can within reason to improve the likelihood that you're going to close a 10K deal. And why would we do a 10K deal? Why would we do a 10K deal instead of 200 a month? Well, you would need to sell 50 people in the month and hope that they stay on every month, whereas I would just sell one person a month and then spend the other 29 days just kind of chilling. So how can you sell a higher value thing? We need to, first of all, serve higher value people, unfortunately, and solve bigger problems. So I think it was a friend of mine actually said, and I'm sure it was an Alex Hormozi quote, but he said, solve rich people's problems. They pay better. And the navigating onto LinkedIn is exactly that. So is it just a case of, you know, find someone who can pay more? Is it, I'm going to create a more valuable thing to the person who can pay more? Or I'm going to provide a more valuable thing to the person who can pay more and is therefore more likely to say yes? So, of course, all of that framework, thought process comes into play. Now, the skill that you need to close a 10K deal is very different to the skill that you need to close a £100 deal. Now, I'm not saying, so selling a £100 deal to some people is harder than 10K to others. And obviously it depends on the offer, it depends on, and when I say offer, an offer to me isn't the program, it isn't the product. The offer is the way in which you position it. So here's an example. I'm selling Joe's coaching program and it's 6 months. This is the result. Okay. So here's one offer. Hey, what's up? If you pay me $6K for 6 months, you can join Joe's coaching program. Number one. Number two, hey, you can pay me $3K now and $3K in 12 weeks. Halfway through, which would be $6K for the 6 months, and you can join Joe's coaching program. It's a different offer. Okay. Hey, you could pay me $3K now and pay the remaining $3K in a week's time for Joe's $6K, 6 month training program. It's a completely different offer. It's the same program, same person, same price, but it's a different offer. Okay. So, hey, listen, you can pay me $3,000 now and $3,000 in 12 weeks time if you're happy with the results you've gotten so far, provided that you do the work that I ask of you to do. Make sense? Completely different offer again. So here, how about you pay $6K now and I'll give you 30-day money back guarantee. If after 30 days you followed everything that I said and you're not happy with the progress that you've made, provided you do everything I've said, I'll give you a full refund. Different offer. Different offer. It's all a different offer. It's the same price, same product, same program. It's the offer is what's different. Hey, so what if I could show you how you could save $6,000 on food bills and eating out and drinking wine over the next 6 months, and instead you just pay me the $6K and I'll completely change your physique? Completely different offer on Joe's coaching program. It's a completely different offer. Now that's skill. Yes, you can learn frameworks and all of that stuff, but the ability to sell a high ticket thing on a sales call is a skill that you need to perfect, or you're either born with it, you perfect, and obviously you go through frameworks and you learn and you do different nuances and things like that, and that's important. But booking calls is no different. Booking calls is a sale, and often booking a call is harder than a sale. So you need to convince someone that is worth speaking to you for whatever reason. So if you're trying to get someone to book a call with you, then you need them to be probably messaging you. Then you need to be in a conversation, and then they need to reply to your messages. If you can't get someone to reply to your message, then nothing downstream ever happens that. So it goes without saying that, and I'm not just going to say that the first message that you send is so important. The skill that you have when crafting the first message is important. And you could probably argue that sending and creating a personalized message to every single person completely uniquely based on their profile will definitely give you a better result. It's just going to take a little bit more time. But if you're not making money, then you got time. Like, you got time because you're not making money. So, you know, you should be willing to sacrifice the time for money and put in a little bit more work. So that's an overview on that strategy. But it's really important that, like, every single, you know, message that you send is different or unique or structured in a different way. Because you could send the exact same copy and paste, and it's a completely different message. And you're going to go, what, really? Yeah, how about this? How many ice creams did you eat this week? And I write 7. And someone else goes, how many wives do you have? And I said, 7. I said the same thing, different context, completely different. Okay, but Chris, that's... Okay, but if you replied 7 to the same question, okay, how about this? Do you want a wife? Yes. How many do you currently have? 7. Do you want an ice cream? Yes. How many do you currently have? 7. So the question that was asked, to which 7 was the reply, is how many do you have? So you need to extrapolate context from further on in the conversation. Otherwise, the messages that you send don't mean the same thing. It's really important to break that down. And no one can learn that. No one can just script that. You need to be better at that skill of articulation, of human psychology in a written form. And I think people that are serial texters, you know, when you're growing up, you're texting multiple people, you've got multiple friends, you're in group chats, all this stuff, and you craft a skill, which is the ability to book appointments. So I know this is a short one, but I think it's really important to really break down that I could give you all of the strategies, all of the scripts, and all of this stuff, but if your skill on the phone is not good and your skill to book a call is poor, then you're in a really tough place. And either you hire someone who's better than you, right, but you still have to pay them. You're willing to work really, 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 really hard. Because if you're overly convicted in your messaging and you're overly convicted in your calls, then a drop in skill doesn't matter as much. You can make up for it with conviction. Okay, so to me, closing rate is conviction multiplied by skill. Okay, so if your skill is good, then cool. You know, your conviction doesn't need to be, but should be, doesn't need to be really, really high. But if your skill's not great or not where it needs to be, or you know you need more reps, you need to give so much conviction on that call, right? So in terms of the skill and or the strategy or the system, I want you guys to tell me what you guys think. Now, I know a lot of you have jumped into the LinkedIn Blueprint link below, free course. We're going to be selling it for $4,000 at some point in the future. We're trying to get as many people through it as we can. So while it's free, jump in. It's probably going to be free for the next few weeks. Once you're in, you'll have access forever. You won't get kicked out. So you'll never have to pay if you get in now. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in scaling on LinkedIn, or you're interested in some of the strategies, I've put this course together. I think my goal was to sell it for $4,000, but it's easily worth, and that it would be worth 10 times that. So if it's worth $40,000, then it should give you a 5x return, which means you should be able to make $250,000 or $250,000 from this course. And I would say I would honestly say that would be the goal. The goal is, from this course, if you go through it, you learn to sell a $5,000 offer, a $5,000 thing. You sell one of those a week for a year, you've done it. And that's basically what the course is trying to do. So it's going to be $4,000 in the future. Right now it is free. So drop your details below. It'll ask you to put your name, your email, your phone number, and your Instagram handle so that my team can reach out and make sure that you're not a business coach and you're not trying to just steal our stuff and pass it off to someone else. I say this often, but no one has made as much money as we have in fitness on LinkedIn. So as you can imagine, if I'm going to put out a course and it's free, I definitely don't want competitors taking it. Here's why. And I say this truthfully, our free stuff is better than any other paid mentorship that I've ever seen or heard or know of in fitness when it comes to LinkedIn. And if you don't believe me, jump in the free course and tell me I am wrong. I hope that's useful. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Enjoy. If you have any questions, you guys can get me on Instagram as always, @SpearmanChris. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.